Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. We're celebrating Pride Month with icons, supreme queens of queer culture. Some are household names, others are a little more behind the scenes. All of these people have defied social norms and influenced generations of people to be unapologetically themselves. Today we're talking about one of the greatest avant-garde women artists of the early 20th century, a pioneer of modern Indian art. Let's talk about Amrita Shergill. Amrita was born in Budapest on January 30th, 1913, to a Sikh aristocrat and a Hungarian opera singer. Amrita was surrounded by art in childhood. When she was 8 years old, her family moved to India. There, she began formal art lessons. When she was 12 years old, her mother enrolled her in a Catholic school, this time in Italy. Amrita was not a fan of the school's strict rules, but her exposure to Italian art grew her interest in the subject. A few years later, Amrita moved to Paris to continue her studies. It was there that she found early success. She was inspired by French painter Paul Gauguin's nude depiction of women, especially the non-Western body. Amrita painted nude studies and portraits of friends and fellow students. One painting in particular, called Young Girls, brought Amrita into the spotlight. The painting depicts Amrita's sister sitting confidently in European dress. Next to her sits a friend, partially undressed, her face mostly covered by her hair. The painting was said to demonstrate the duality of Amrita's personality: outgoing and sociable, as well as reserved and quiet. Young Girls won Amrita a gold medal in her first exhibition and an invitation to become an associate of the Grand Salon in Paris in 1933, the youngest ever invitee. She was 19 years old. During this period, Amrita painted several self-portraits, including Self-Portrait as a Tahitian. The painting is reminiscent of Paul Gauguin's style and depicts Amrita with a somber expression, nude from the waist up. Amrita's art was not the only thing taking shape in Paris. She dove into the bohemian life, experimenting with Western fashions and with her sexuality. She was known to have affairs with both men and women while living in Paris, as well as a strong partnership with another female painter. When Amrita's mother asked if she was in a lesbian relationship, Amrita denied it. But in that same letter, she also wrote, "I thought I would start a relationship with a woman when the opportunity arises." According to some sources, Amrita's parents burned many of her letters out of fear they would end up in the wrong hands. As a result, there are few records of her lesbian relationships. In 1938, Amrita married a cousin, Victor Egan, as a way to gain independence from her parents. Around that time, Amrita felt a longing to return to India, for herself and for her painting. There, Amrita found new purpose to her painting. She changed her technical style to become more fundamentally Indian and turned to expressing the life of Indian people through her canvas. She demonstrated this in her painting, South Indian Villagers Going to Market. Amrita continued painting the Indian countryside, but she grew depressed while living there. She and Victor then moved to the cultural center of Lahore. There, Amrita quickly arranged her first solo exhibition. Just days before opening, Amrita grew sick. She slipped into a coma. She died on December 5, 1941. She was 28 years old. The cause of death was never revealed. Amrita's biographers have speculated that she died from complications from a failed abortion performed by Victor. Amrita Sher Gill made a large impact on the art world, despite her short life. Her legacy has grown over the years, especially for the revolutionary way she blended Western and traditional Indian art forms. All month, we're talking about icons. For more information, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Womanica Podcast. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Come back tomorrow for a bonus episode presented by our sponsor, Planned Parenthood. Talk to you then.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.